HKX, mobile.
Metric 10-4, is that LK, mobile?
Still having a good afternoon?
Down to my last trailer swap out, and then when I pick that one up, I'm going to, on the way back in, stop and live load, probably 10 pallets, and then I'll be done.
Probably today then, won't you?
When they ship all the way up to 6 o'clock, I'll probably get there about 6 and then have to load or let them load. So, yeah, I should be done by 7 today. That's a little earlier.
I was going to say that release that's earlier than last night when I talked to you anyway.
Earlier than last night and the night before. So I will take it.
Four victories.
All right. How about you? Are you done now?
With my work day, all I have to do now is stop and get fuel, and I'll be ready to head to the house.
I'm going to get it in Greer.
Fortunately, I usually stop at the Sphinx up on 290 just because it's easy to get in and out of. It's probably one of the more expensive places, but they at least have a truck island back in the back where I can get to it.
Where that one is that right off the interstate, or is that intersection of 14?
Next to the Little Rebel.
I remember now.
The place that I can get fuel with a truck island on this side of town without having to go down out of my route.
Get that one into where the cars go, isn't it?
It's just the other cars that make it difficult.
Patrick, they wouldn't do that to you.
Now they'll just sit there and eat their lunch, their dinner, and smoke a couple cigarettes, and all while they're looking at you waiting to get to the diesel pump.
I'm waiting to get in there that'll dart in front of you.
I tried that, but if I have to do something like that for some reason, I'm right up on the car that's at the pump. There ain't nothing getting in there, not even a sheet of paper hardly.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Shane. KA4JCA.
KA4JCA, N4ZLK. Very nice to hear you this afternoon.
Okay. You were sounding kind of tired there, buddy.
Oh, maybe I am. I didn't realize it. It's been a long day. It's been a good day, but it's been a long day. How about you?
Awesome day. I passed my quiz that I had the other day, and she even wants me to do an example of going live with the applications in the morning, so I'm doing pretty good.
Congratulations. I'm glad you had a good day. I'm glad it's working out for you. Go ahead, Patrick.
How the new job was going, how you like that long commute you got down the hallway.
So that is just woo, especially getting off at 5 o'clock. That can be rough. I know both of y'all understand the traffic at 5 o'clock.
I'm dealing with it right now out here on Wade Hampton.
In the hallway, that's got to be bad.
It's rough. I can't even get a handicapped parking space when I get to work.
What you can do about that?
To fix that so I can be right up front when I get to work.
Her handicap permit came in the mail, KA3JCA.
They already took care of it for you.
Hey, Shane. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Richard. KO4HGX.
Has made her day by talking to her and answering her when she came on the radio. So I'll let you guys finish it up. We're actually in the process of making dinner. We're going to have egg salad sandwiches tonight.
I'll save one for me. Sounds good. And it's good to hear on the radio anytime. You and Sally have a good evening. 4ZLK.
Come on back in here anytime. We'll be glad to talk to you. And you got curb service so I can get in there to get me one of those sandwiches?
Okay, we got plenty of egg salad we make it up. We usually make it up enough for one or two days there. That way, have a lunch, maybe a dinner snack or something, and then actually we'll take some to work the next day. So But, yep, she makes it her special way there.
Favorite egg salad sandwiches. I love those. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Not the hugest fan of it, but I do enjoy one every now and then.
And put a couple slices of that pre-cooked bacon on there with a nice slice of tomato and some pepper. And I have these, there's a sun-dried chips or whatever, but they came out with a new flavor called chili lime or something or whatever, but it's made with hot pepper. So if you like kind of hot chips or spicy chips, it's a good combination.
It made me hungry, and I still got a little time before I get home for dinner, doggone it.
That was just what I was going to say. We're out here trying to drive in this traffic, and here you are making us hungry.
Then I'll just have to make a meal one day and then go out here on a Wednesday, sit at the end of the driveway, and you drive that big rig right down the street here, both of them, and we'll just hand it to you. Get you a cold soda, a little bag of chips, maybe a dill pickle, and an egg sandwich.
Do it herself then.
Down for that.
And then I will have to tell you, though, we got speed bumps in our development, which I hate.
Go down some roads, they got some good launching ramps on them. They call them speed bumps.
My speed bumps when I was doing the small package delivery and the small vans. I remember I hit one time. I wasn't expecting it. I was looking for the house number, and I had no idea it was there. Man alive, it hurt my back. It took me by surprise. I will never forget that.
What we have right now are the wider type speed bumps. They're not like the ones that you need to go real slow over, because it's like a maybe 6 inches wide. These are a good wide, slow raising hump. But if you hit it at a fast enough speed, you can go flying.
Get over here, I have to deal with. They're so wide that I have to watch the steps and stuff dragging under the truck. You don't go fast across them at all.
Hey, speed bumps, but fortunately I don't hit very many of them. Anyway, I am at my next place, so I need to get out, back up to the dock first, and then get out. Richard, good to hear you and Sally today. And Patrick, be careful if I don't talk to you. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you, and I'll be around for a little while.
From Sally and I, KA3JCA and KA4JCA. Alrighty, Patrick, I'm going to go out here to the kitchen and finish making this and get ready to eat. I got to feed the dogs and so forth like that. And you already finished. You're on your way home now, right?
I have finished my work day. Now I got to stop and get fuel and make the drive up the mountain.
Alrighty. Well, travel safe there, sir, and we'll get together. We're getting close to the end of the month. We're halfway there now, but I'll pick a day, and like I said, maybe we can get together with several of the guys and see if it'll fit in their schedule to come over in October.
For HKX, that sounds like a plan. Just kind of let me know. You and Miss Sally, enjoy your dinner, and Ashley, if she's there with you. And I'll talk to you on down the log, Richard. KO4 HKX. I'll be clear for now.
73 KA3 JCA.